Hello, and welcome to episode zero, the inaugural episode of the Codex Radio podcast. If you're listening to this, either the podcast has just started, or you're in the future and have just discovered it and want to listen to it from the beginning. Either way, before the show gets started, I wanted to spend a little time talking about my vision for this podcast, you know, what it is, what I hope to get out of it, what I hope you get out of it, and generally just maybe ruminate on the philosophy underpinning this project. To start with, I guess some introductions are in order. My name's Henry. I'm at endless_odyssey on Twitter. You probably don't know me, and you have no reason to have ever heard of me, so don't worry, you're not out of the loop. In my real-life persona, I'm a mild-mannered 20-something IT worker for a sustainability startup in Portland, Oregon, which is where I live. I haven't really done anything noteworthy enough with my online persona to gain any kind of internet notoriety. I do run a Medium-based web publication at myriadtruths.com where I sometimes write about video games. Exactly once per year, I put out a Game of the Year article where I list my top 10 games for the year and write an essay for each about why I think they're significant. And I've dabbled in the past in live streaming and YouTube videos a little bit. I did a full Let's Play of Persona 5 in 2017, which was probably the most popular series of videos I've ever created, but that's about it. I'm a pretty small-time content creator, I suppose you could say. As I'm recording this, it's early January in 2018, and one of my New Year's resolutions was to try and do more creative things and put out more content. I'm pretty apathetic about the format for that content generally, but I haven't really found one that jives with me yet. You know, I like writing my Game of the Year article every year, but honestly, they take so long and require me to think critically about art in ways that my brain is not wired to do by default that by the time I'm finished, I'm really pretty much out of gas in the writing department, and I honestly can't imagine having to produce content like that on a more regular basis. So, and similarly, the YouTube Let's Plays I've done in the past have been fun and generally not too stressful to produce, but I'm just not a very charismatic or naturally funny person, so trying to be on for the entirety of a 100-hour Japanese RPG, for example, while live streaming it is actually a pretty huge challenge for me, and honestly, I don't think they've been that interesting to watch if you weren't already interested in me as a person, but then again, people seem to really like those videos, so what the hell do I know? But I've always been interested in producing a podcast, and I know it seems like these days everyone and their dog has a podcast, and maybe the world really doesn't need yet another amateur-produced podcast that doesn't update with sufficient regularity as to be useful to anyone, but they just seem like such fun, you know? I listen to a lot of podcasts, mostly during my commutes to and from work, so I understand the format pretty well, and I appreciate the value of having a stranger's voice keep you company while you're doing the dishes or working out or whatever. I'm interested in content creation generally because I want to give back, you know? I consume a lot of media in all of its various forms, games, films, music, books, podcasts, etc. And they all, you know, bring me great joy and comfort in my life, and I owe a lot to all of the various creatives and professionals who help put the various facets of media together. And if I could put something out there that brings people joy or happiness or comfort in some small way, then that would make me really happy. I haven't ever really pursued the podcast idea before because, well, in my estimation, I lack pretty much every necessary talent to make a good podcast. For one, I've struggled to even come up with an idea for one, you know? My areas of expertise and interests are best described as extremely online. You know, I love technology and video games, but both of those are pretty well-worn territory as far as podcasts are concerned. Beyond that, as you may have noticed, I don't exactly have a good radio voice. I'm a pretty quiet person, and I don't talk very much, so my voice is kind of weird, I guess. I'm just not very practiced with speaking for long periods of time. But I figured 2018 was the year to give my podcast dream a shot, and today I'm recording the first episode of what I'm currently referring to as Codex Radio, and presumably if you're listening to it, then I must have put it up, so huzzah. So the idea behind this podcast is to take something that's in my wheelhouse, video games, and marry it with another one of my New Year's resolutions, which is to read more. So essentially what I plan to do is read books and other types of literature that are associated with video games in kind of an episodic format for you to listen to, audiobook style, basically. What exactly those materials will be is still kind of up for debate. I have a couple of items already in the pipeline that I'm interested in doing, but, you know, theoretically it could range from, you know, direct novelizations of existing games to supplementary novels or anthologies of video game properties. Basically, the genesis of this idea came to me when I was playing Dark Souls 3 over the winter break, and I was thinking, like, man, I'm really interested in the Dark Souls lore. I wish there was a way for me to get more of that without having to play the game. And of course, then I spent several hours on the Dark Souls wiki reading about NPC backstories and such, and that was honestly kind of unfulfilling, because everything on the wiki is, you know, written by people who are not professional wordsmiths, and in some cases, it appears English is not their first language. So then I went and tried to see if there were any, like, Dark Souls novels or anything like that, and as far as I could tell, there were only graphic novels, which wouldn't work so well for our purposes here, given their visual dimension, but, you know, there's plenty of games I can think of that have some kind of peripheral literary aspect that I'd like to get into, and I think people who are interested in the lore of games might also be interested in, but it might be a hard sell to get someone like that to devote the time to read a video game book when there's so many other things they might want to do with their time, including play a real video game or read a real book. But, you know, maybe you can listen to some dude from the internet read you a couple of chapters every week while you drive to and from your job, and maybe following along with other people at that pace might make it a little more interesting or social, and maybe I'll bring some video game things to the table that you wouldn't have even thought to look for or even knew existed. You know, I'm not going to read the Game of Thrones books, you know, even though there are indeed Game of Thrones video games. I don't think those sorts of materials are within the scope of this project, but I do think it would be cool to, for example, to read through the Witcher books, for instance. You know, there's obviously a lot of interesting lore there that I would like to know more about. You know, as someone who played through all of the games, I could definitely stand to read more about Geralt of Rivia and the world he lives in, and, you know, hopefully that would give me an even deeper appreciation of the games. So that's an obvious example of a video game book, but there are less conventional options for video game literature, such as our first selection, which I'll talk to you more about in the introduction to the next episode, but I think you can best think of Codex Radio as a video game book club, except we're actually reading books instead of playing video games. I'm sort of figuring this out as I go along, as you may be realizing. I don't fully have, like, a business plan developed for how I want to handle this, or even have any real sense of how saleable an idea like this would be to anyone who isn't me. I'm certainly not undertaking this with any delusions about it becoming wildly popular or making a ton of money or whatever. Honestly, that all sounds like a little bit too much responsibility for me to handle anyway, so, you know, I would be perfectly content to get even 100 downloads per episode or, you know, something small like that. You know, I like the concept for this podcast because, A, it's something I'm personally interested in. You know, I would like to spend more time reading some of these stories. And B, it's something that I think I can pretty much do indefinitely. You know, I have all the equipment I need to record the podcast and edit it, and I can spare the couple of hours needed every week to do that, and I don't have to wait on anyone else to produce their part of the show, and I can just put it out at a fairly regular pace and not worry about running out of ideas or, you know, saying something that gets me in trouble on the internet. So, you know, I'm willing and able to commit to this for the foreseeable future, or at least until I run out of material to read, you know, even if this doesn't go viral or whatever. But, you know, on the other hand, I do think it would be cool to make the show better over time. you know, I was thinking it might be cool to have like a discussion segment at the end of each reading to talk about the material that we covered. And I think it would be pretty boring if we did that and just had me. So maybe I'd need to get a guest or a panel to talk about it with. And, you know, maybe we could get guest readers to do voices for the different characters. You know, I think there's plenty of ways that we could add to the show and make it better if there's demand. So I'm open to the possibility of it growing in scope over time. I think the one thing that's really important to me is that the show will always remain free. I want it to be accessible to everyone, and I really don't want to run ads on it or around it. You know, and there's many podcasts that I love and respect that have ad breaks, but I just don't think I personally could stomach having to give a pitch for loot crates every week. But, you know, on the other hand, if this podcast became insanely popular for some reason and someone came by and said they'd give me $1 million to talk about their internet mattresses for 60 seconds every week, then I guess it would be reckless for me to not at least consider it. But... you know, to hedge against that admittedly extremely unlikely outcome, I think I probably will eventually set up a Patreon for the show, and that way if you feel like you're comfortable and able and willing to contribute to the show to help cover costs and stuff like that, then we could keep it publicly funded and hopefully use that to reward supporters with some fun bonus stuff like Discord access, and maybe people can vote on what we read next, you know, that kind of a thing. Like I said, I'm still sort of figuring all this out, so bear with me while I get my podcast legs under me. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I want to try, and I want to get better at it if possible. So the first season of what we'll call Codex Radio is probably going to be pretty rough, but I hope that if you join me for the ride and are able to stick it out, that it'll be worth it for you in the end. I haven't exactly settled on the cadence for when we're going to release new episodes. I think one per week, at least, for sure, probably around 45 minutes or so. And, you know, maybe we'll do more than once a week to start with, just to kind of get us going, but, you know, we'll see. Let me know what you think makes the most sense. I'm on Twitter, like I said, at endless_odyssey, and you can email the show if you want, at codexpodcast@myriadtruths.com. You know, send me your suggestions, your ideas, your feedback. I'm definitely interested in what you guys would like to see out of the show. Maybe we'll have some special mailbag episodes if we get especially good listener mail. Okay, so I think that is enough preamble. The next thing that appears in this feed will be the first episode of our first reading, which I've already selected, and it's something that's really important to me and I'm really excited about, so look forward to that. You know, at the beginning of each season, I'll talk about what it is that we're reading and provide links for you to get a copy of the text if such a thing is possible. So if after listening to all this apologia for something that hasn't even happened yet, you're still interested in checking out this show, then I'll see you next time. Goodbye!